Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan. Queensland's Peak Social Service Group has slammed the disbanding of the Youth Justice Select Committee, labelling it shameful. It follows a motion being moved in State Parliament just 8 months after the group's establishment was announced. QCross CEO Amy McVie says this was a disappointing yet predictable outcome.
This was a political manoeuvre. We shouldn't need to rely on a parliamentary committee to provide us with a pathway forward. We have, in a well-functioning government, there should be work done by government to develop a youth justice strategy.
You're within your right to express frustration over escalating youth crime, but vigilante behaviour will not be condoned or tolerated. That comes from Queensland Police, as members of the public take to social media, threatening to take matters into their own hands. QPS says youth crime is a complex and multifaceted issue, and we need to tackle it from every angle, but that any action from the public is extremely dangerous and can result in further harm to all involved. Townsville's Waste is helping pioneer a plan to make Queensland roads more eco-friendly. A new project is using waste material to improve the soil underneath the asphalt in hopes of reducing road cracking and carbon emissions. UniSQ's Dr. Hannah Sligman says Townsville City Council is currently providing some of the much-needed waste glass for the project.
Through this project, we'll do experimentation, some field testing, and hopefully the outcome will be a specification that TMR can use for their network in Queensland.
Our North Queensland Cowboys will be looking for redemption back in Sydney this weekend. Coming off a loss against Parramatta, the Cowboys will be looking for a consistent 80-minute performance against the Sharks. Reece Robson says they've been looking at where the ball was dropped.
We want to be better on our line defensively, and it's something we definitely need to clean up and work on, and we're working hard to do that. But I think a lot of it comes down to, like, we're just giving them too much field position there.
Sunday's kickoff is in Cronulla at 4 p.m.